Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Something has happened to the banjo. The old banjo jokes still exist. What's the difference between a banjo and a trampoline? Most people take their shoes off before jumping on a trampoline. But people aren't telling those jokes so much anymore. The banjo has become cool. Musicians like Canada's Jamie Stone treat the banjo not just as an American folk instrument, but as a world folk instrument. Jamie plays music from West Africa, as in this piece with kora player Mansa Sissoko, and his current band, Jamie Stone's Room of Wonders, goes even further afield. This first live performance is based on music from Italy. Here's Moresca Nuziale. It's Jamie Stone's Room of Wonders, live on Soundcheck. Jamie Stone's Room of Wonders, live on Soundcheck with an Italian song called Moresca Nuziale. Jamie Stone plays the banjo. Andrew Downing playing cello, Andrew Small the bass, Nick Fraser the drums, Rob Mosher playing sax. And Jamie, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks so much.
So is the banjo having a moment? I mean, you look at Bela Fleck, with whom you've studied, he's won Grammys in multiple categories. You think of Tony Trischka out in the jam band circuit, Steve Martin, not only playing the banjo, but coming up with this big new award for banjo players. Mm-hmm. What's in the air? What's going on?
You know, I think the banjo kind of surfaces, you know, once a generation or so. You know, it got popularized with Earl Scruggs, and before that there was the Dixieland era, and before that the minstrel era, and I think it just seems to show up, and it's showing up in more and more interesting ways.
It's a musical cicada every 17 years or whatever. so its time has come, but a lot of people are taking notice this time outside of, you know, the kinds of music we usually associate the banjo mm-hmm. with.
I think, you know, Tony Trischka, who I got to study with, really, I think, blazed the first trail of being a kind of modern banjo player that was open to all these influences and different kinds of music and a lot more open-minded than, you know, just playing one or two styles of music. Mm-hmm. And then Bela Fleck came along after that, and I think it just kind of cleared the way, you know. So by the time I started, it seemed perfectly reasonable, especially for a Canadian banjo player, that, like, I didn't grow up with any of the stereotypes, and I heard the instrument played by Bela Fleck really for the first time, and it just seemed like, you know, perfectly reasonable thing to do whatever in the hell you wanted to do. I'm not allowed to swear.
Hell is okay. That's okay. Not one of the seven words.
Good.
We started with a little bit of your record with Mansa Sissoko, the West African kora player. Now, that, you know, that makes sense because the banjo is originally a West African instrument. That's its roots.
Mm-hmm.
How does the instrument fit with Italian music, music from the Balkans, from Brazil, from Scandinavia, all the other things you and the band play?
Well, I'm trying to make it so. You know, sometimes I find kinship with a particular instrument may or may not be related at all to the banjo that I can kind of look to for cues and ideas and how I might approach a different style of music. But more and more, I'm just someone who loves a lot of different music, and I feel the same relationship to the music that I listened to that I did when I was a kid before I ever played an instrument. And I think that sort of comes first, you know. Mm. I hear things that I fall in love with, and then only after I you know, try and figure out a way to make it work. And you know, there's this whole process around trying to learn enough about each of these different traditions to, you know, be able to get into the nuances. And I also, you know, just trust my sensibility and the great musicians that I play with that we can kind of take up a different kind of music and make it our own.
Well, on the most recent album called Room of Wonders, you're literally all over the globe, reaching not only across continents but across centuries back to the classical music of Bach and others. So that CD called Room of Wonders is out now, and Jamie Stone's band, Room of Wonders, is playing this Thursday night at the Rubinstein Atrium at Lincoln Center at 8:30, and obviously playing for us today here in the Soundcheck studio. This next piece, Jamie, is called Krasavaska Ruchenitsa.
Mm-hmm.
A ruchenitsa is a traditional Bulgarian dance.
Exactly. It's a round dance. You know, they would dance them in a circle, and it's kind of a celebratory dance. You'd probably dance at a wedding or something.
And it's
like
in
that.
Seven.
It's in seven.
So is this a traditional ruchenitsa, or is this one that you've written?
This is a traditional one that I got. You know, somebody made me a little mixtape of a bunch of Bulgarian music, and it was unlabeled. You know, it took me actually quite a long time to track it down, and I had to reach out to these, you know, Balkan music specialists who actually figured out what the melody was from. And it's a really quirky, zany, convoluted little tune that's quite fun to play.
And fun to dance to if you can dance to a piece of music in seven. Here it is, Krasavaska Ruchenitsa. It's Jamie Stone's Room of Wonders live on Soundcheck. Thank you. That's Jamie Stone's Room of Wonders, live in the Soundcheck studio in a traditional Bulgarian dance called Krasavaska Ruchenitsa. And Jamie, I got to say, listening to the banjo as, you know, a kind of a lead instrument in this Bulgarian tune, it's very close in sound to some of those lutes that mm-hmm. you find in southeastern Europe, you mm-hmm. know, the Greek bouzouki, the tambour in various countries, the, you know, that whole area is full of instruments that aren't too dissimilar in look or sound from the banjo.
Yeah, and, you know, sonically and even playing style-wise, you know, that's a thread that runs through. There's an instrument on every continent, really, that has that lute-like, you know, drone strings mm-hmm. And, you know, oftentimes melody and drones kind of all intermingled. And I even think there's some historical relationship, too. I would venture to guess that, you know, before it was an African instrument, it came from the Middle East down through Northern Africa.
Uh-huh. Now, how did you, as a Canadian, I mean, you mentioned hearing Béla Fleck. I mean, how did you approach the instrument? Was it ever for you a traditional kind of hillbilly music Appalachian instrument?
You know, I knew that music was, you know, one chapter in the history. You know, I had this really great thing happen. I decided that I wanted to play the banjo, and there was this like 3-week period before I was able to go to a store where I knew I could get a really nice starting banjo.
Did you play anything else before?
I played guitar before that.
Okay.
And so there was this library. I was living in Vancouver at the time, and I still don't know who this mysterious librarian was, but there was someone who was really hip to old-time music and bluegrass and the banjo in particular. And so I went to the library, and I didn't go to high school for about 2 weeks. And I was just like listening and reading. And, you know, I read everything I could. And, you know, I was listening to Doc Boggs and Mike Seeger and all this old time music, and then Earl Scruggs and all the traditional bluegrass stuff, and, you know, Béla Fleck and all these modern players. And I was kind of reading up on all these different styles. And then I got a banjo. And so before I even played anything, it kind of felt like there was all of these things. And I didn't necessarily feel like I needed to follow the timeline of history, you know, that I mm-hmm. should start with this and do this. So I kind of did all these things simultaneously, and I was really into listening to world music. I remember back when that record label Ryko Disc, you know, they
yes.
had those tinted tape covers.
Yeah, the blue or green tinted. Uh-huh.
And I had a record of Hamza Eldin, who's this Egyptian oud player that I really
Sudanese,
liked.
Sudanese, actually, yeah.
Some of the very first music I ever learned on the banjo was stuff from other parts of the world that I was just trying out, you know.
What about this next song called Dakar? That's the capital of Senegal. Is this an original, or is this something from West Africa?
Well, this is something that I wrote, but it was very much inspired by a night of getting to play with a lot of Senegalese musicians and all these sort of rhythms and such kind of influence the piece.
All right, let's hear another live performance. Jamie Stone's Room of Wonders. They're playing Thursday night at the Rubinstein Atrium at Lincoln Center at 8:30, playing for us here in our Soundcheck studio today. Thank you. Jamie Stone's Room of Wonders, live on soundcheck. Jamie Stone playing the banjo, Andrew Downing cello, Rob Mosher playing sax, Andrew Small on bass, Nick Fraser playing the drums. And the song's called Dakar, so inspired by, you took a trip to West Africa, went through Senegal and places like that.
In 2007, I spent 3 months in Mali and traveled all around collecting music and meeting people.
And part of the results, the album that we're hearing in the background now called... is it Africa to Appalachia or Appalachia to Africa?
Africa to Appalachia.
Africa to Appalachia from Jamie Stone, who's performing Thursday here in New York at Lincoln Center's Rubenstein Atrium. And Jamie, to you and the guys, thanks so much for coming in and playing for
us
today.
Thanks for having us.
That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, have a box of tissues handy because we've got a show full of crying songs. We'll hear why some music can draw tears and why some people actively seek out music that makes them feel mournful. Plus, we'll have a live performance from the Philadelphia band, The War on Drugs. If you've missed an episode of Soundcheck or just want to hear it again, check out our archives at wnyc.org/soundcheck or subscribe to the free Soundcheck podcast. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Rachel Smith and Chris Nolan. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.